Let's turn in God's Word to Revelation chapter 15. Revelation chapter 15, we'll read the whole chapter, which is verses 1 through 8. Revelation 15 and verses 1 through 8, and beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the Lord. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. And those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright linen, having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from His power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. And those are God's words. At this point in the book of Revelation, Matthew Henry says, he gives a summary of what's happened so far in his commentary, and he says that we've seen so far the state of the church under the pagan powers in the six seals opened, and then the state of the church under the papal powers and Antichrist in the visions of the six trumpets that began to sound at the opening of the seventh seal. We've heard recently then of the past, present, and future state of the church. And now chapter 15 serves as an introduction to the pouring out of the bowls of judgment upon the Antichrist that begins in chapter 16. And here we have in the first four verses the angels who would be used as the Lord's instruments to bring this about. And interestingly, we see the joy of this as it's proclaimed, and the praise of the Lord of justice. And beloved, this teaches us that we must be a people who praise the Lord for His justice when He brings it about, and as we seek that it be done at the right time. And also that we would praise the Lord and be joyful in His seeking of vengeance upon the wicked for His people on behalf of the church and the saints of God. And then the remaining verses, these angels coming out of the presence of the Lord and receiving the bowls of God's wrath and judgment. It says, verse 8, the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from His power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. And so we praise the Lord. Let's pray. Our Father, we give You praise that You're a God who brings about Your justice at the right time, and to the wicked and those who rebel against You, who hate Your Son Jesus Christ and therefore hate us, You will bring about vengeance. Those who are false teachers, those who are bringing about great deception in the church, You bring them to an end at the right time, and we praise You for this. We give You all praise, and we are joyful about this, though at the same time it breaks our heart to see so many people rebelling against You, knowing what we know in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that there is a way to be saved from such judgment, and the the wrath of God. We know that it is only through Jesus Christ, and yet they often turn to their traditions, and they turn to their what they want to do, and entertainments, and various other things. And they spurn against you. We're thankful for your justice. We're thankful for your wrath. We're thankful for your power and your majesty. And we pray that you would bring about the end of the Antichrist at the right time. Father, we're thankful that you're a God who upholds your church. And that even though it might seem to us like 1 or 7,000 are not bending the knee to Baal, Father, we ask that you would build up your church and encourage us and give us comfort in Christ alone. That we would not have, as we heard this morning, we would not have pride over the Jews. That you would bring all your people in. And even all your people into the visible church. Father, we're thankful for the covenant promises. We're thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful that though we have sinned against you, you're a God who's faithful and just to forgive us. So we come confessing our sins. We've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, as we prayed this morning, and we've sinned against you by breaking all your commandments. For if we sinned against you in one area, we were guilty of all. And so, Father, forgive us. But not forgive us just generally of the sins we've broken, but help us to see the sins that we've broken particularly, that we might repent particularly of those sins. Father, we've broken all your commandments. We've not worshipped you as you've desired of us. We've had other gods before you. We've taken your name in vain. We've not remembered the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We've not honored father or mother, our superiors and inferiors, and even our peers. Father, we've murdered in our hearts and hated people or had bitterness towards people or gotten angry sinfully. We've lusted in our hearts. We've desired other things and other peoples and even coveted our neighbor's house and neighbor's wife and other things. We've stolen from you. We've stolen from our neighbor. We've borne false witness, bared false witness against our neighbor. We've lied, we've gossiped, we've slandered, we've told people the truth, and yet to the hurt of our neighbor. And we have told lies to the hurt of our neighbor. So we've not loved you, we've not loved our neighbor. So, Father, forgive us of our sins. Remind us of the great promises of the gospel, that you're the God who cleanses our hearts, even through the blood of Jesus Christ that was spilled out for us. Your Holy Spirit works within our hearts and turns us to you from our sin. Father, may we know that you are faithful and just to forgive us. You're not going to go back on who you are, because you're the faithful God. And so we trust in you. Father, we ask that you would grant as a congregation for us, that you would bless our congregational meeting coming up this week. You would give any wisdom and insight that you did not already give to Session and the deacons about that. And that you would provide for your church, provide for this congregation, so that we might continue worshiping you in this place or another place. Father, we ask that you give the deacons wisdom, especially as they continue searching for a better, larger place to worship. We pray that you would provide that place as well, that you would provide the funds to be there, Father, for that is, I know to the deacons and elders, that is a great concern of ours, since because of our financial situation. But you are seeming to provide more people. And so, Father, we need more room. And we ask that you would provide. And then, Father, we ask that you would be continually with this, with Kelly and her baby. Pray that you would watch over her, the surgery that she will most likely have soon to remove that baby from the womb, and pray that both the baby and her would, and she would be healthy and safe. You would protect them. And Father, we ask that you would give salvation to that family, to these people, to their children, that you would provide a place to worship for them long term, a church body to come around them and love them. And Father, provide for them. And then, Father, we pray for all of our children that you would turn them to yourself. We pray for all here who do not know you, if there be any, that you would change their hearts, move in their hearts, make them alive, and give them new desires, that they would love you and want to be with you and commune with you and seek after you, and give them faith, the gift of faith, and work faith in them. They would come unto you and be justified in your sight. Father, bless your church. Make us holy. Make us to be righteous like your Son. And make us always to turn to him for our help, for our wisdom, for our comfort, for everything that is good. And may we turn from all evil and wickedness and sin unto him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.